Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I got told by people that work at ITV that I got put in at that time because there was so much backlash on the outside for lack of diversity.
Wow.
The other guy, for example, I said I wasn't going to name names in this whole thing, but the other guy was, I had the option between. He was like, do you know what? I'm not really into girls that look like you, but we'll see where it goes. And that's the day I realised that I had no friends in there. Because if you watch it back, you'll see I'm the only girl wearing sunglasses in the challenge. That's because I'd been crying before because one of the girls was absolutely awful to me. Absolutely
shit.
Awful to me, yep. Watch it, you'll see I'm the only girl wearing sunglasses in that challenge. So, like, I have so much respect for you because of that rumour that came out that wasn't true. You, as you should, you address it. You've got to do what you could. But when I said it wasn't true and you said you took the video, I was like, yeah, this guy's fucking amazing.
Yeah, because then becomes misinformation. That's what I was just like, it doesn't make sense.
But some people don't respect that.
That's crazy.
I literally don't care. Like, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't care. I wish everyone the best. I know everyone had a great experience, but this is my truth. And I don't owe ITV anything, but that's what happened.
3, 2, 1.
Guys, the Murad Murali podcast. We're back with one of my favorites from the last season of Love Island, who I wanted to speak to. And she's here right now, guys. We have Rachel Finney in the building.
Hey.
Woo! Hey. Can we get a clap, guys? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks, sound engineer guy. He always comes through with the claps, man.
Grateful.
So grateful. You look stunning, by the way.
Thank you so much. So do you.
You look beautiful,
babe. Your holiday glow.
I know. Beard and everything.
And we've both got our chest out.
Basically. Like, we're doing the most right now. But you know what? Fuck it.
Why not?
Who cares?
Why not?
How have you been?
Good, thank you. All good.
How's life?
Do you know what? Life's good. Do you know what? My life is exactly how it was before, only a little bit better, which
right.
is what I always wanted.
I'm here for that.
So I'm actually really, really good.
Well, you look beautiful. What are you wearing today?
I'm literally wearing like fast fashion, Boohoo PLT. Shein.
Is Shein good? I see it everywhere.
It's hit and miss.
I see
like,
it everywhere.
You've got to know like what you're buying. Like right. I buy everything from there and whatever's bad, I just send back. But
yeah.
I shop at 3 places, Shein, Primark and Pretty Little Thing.
So we have a lot to talk about.
We do.
I do want to get into some stuff from your time on the show. Before I do, guys, I'm fasting. I just want to let you guys know that now. So I might be a little slow here and there, but 1 hour left and I'll be fine. But yeah, I wanted to speak about your journey. I think there's, when you came in on the show, I was so gassed.
What?
Yes. We're in a cave.
Spice.
Yes!
This is what we needed.
Yes! I was like, who is this girl, Rachel? She's bringing flavor to this whole season.
Flavor of a city walk.
I was just like, what's going on? Then your walk obviously went viral.
Yeah.
So when you came up the show and you saw that, how did you react to that positively
or negatively? I laughed so hard because you know what's so funny? I've always been a tomboy. My whole life, and even when I'm in relationships and I go on dates, I always say I only wear heels to sit at the table. Like, you go on a date, you wear your flats, you put the heels on at the table so you look good, take a picture. I can't walk in heels. I've never been that girl that's
I'm
ever going to walk in heels. No, it's true. Like, even on Instagram, like, someone commented today because I put a picture up, they're like, oh my God, you're still trying to wear heels. It's like, yes, I have to. It's my job. But no, I'm never going to be the girl that walks in heels. I can't do it. And that walk, another thing, the shoes didn't fit me, but it was my fault because I really liked them. So I squeezed into a smaller size, so my, like, I call it auntie foot. You know where your
not
heel
the auntie comes, foot.
Where it kind of hangs off the back of the shoe. I had the auntie foot and I did that walk like 50,000 times. So that's when my knees started to give in. I was like, do you know what? Minus the walk though, some people might disagree with me. I think my entrance was fucking iconic.
I completely agree with you.
I will keep you for my own. Heaven is so overrated.
We'll be decided by Rachel.
Oh.
think it was like,
I didn't, maybe because I'm a guy, but I didn't catch on to the heel type of walk situation.
Mate, I looked awful.
I didn't catch on to that at first, but then, you know, people were talking about it and then I saw it. I'm like, okay, cool. But I was just like, who is this girl?
My hair, your my entrance, makeup, yeah. The outfit.
Makeup beat.
Like, I got listed as one of the top 10 entrances in Love Island history with like Molly May in the bathtub, Maura Higgins. I was like, okay, for the wrong reasons, but I made it.
I thought that entrance was definitely something that I was excited about. Probably one of the first times that I was excited about watching that season, because the first 2 weeks, or I don't know where you came in, first, the second week?
I came in the first week. I came in on day 5.
Wow. So we had a lot of people come in before you as well.
No, the only three people came in before me. Chloe came in, but she's technically an OG, and Chugs and Liam.
Right. Okay. So it wasn't that many people. Yeah. Day 5. Damn, that's earlier than I thought.
I know.
But when you came in, I thought this was great. We've got somebody, like, the word for me is potential. I feel like you had so much potential to be a huge Love Islander on that show.
Yeah.
You had so much potential. I was thinking, I love Rachel. But then you obviously were, you walked in and you were put in a predicament between choosing two men, Chugs and Brad. And I genuinely felt like these two men were never into you in the first place.
This is the thing. Hashtag three is a crowd. This is why I don't ever want to come across like I'm bitter or like I'm just sad.
You're not bitter.
The facts are the facts. Like ITV, when they when you're going through this interview process for months and months and months, they ask you what your type is. Like, don't put me in a show where you make it uncomfortable for people to say I like dark hair, dark features, because that could be me. That could be someone that looks like you.
Mm.
Make it comfortable for people to say I like dark hair, dark features, but more on the like Hispanic side, more on the black side. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not describing someone's colour in a derogatory way, it's absolutely fine. You're entitled to be attracted to me. You're entitled to not be attracted to me. I was in cost holding for a month because we filmed during COVID. Every day they asked me who my top three was. Why did I have to pick between those two? Especially when the people that came in that were interested in Chugs and Brad got flown in 2 weeks when I'd been there a month. So you knew what you were doing. I got told by people that work at ITV that I got put in at that time because there was so much backlash on the outside for lack of diversity.
Wow.
That's why I got put in at that time. So bear in mind, these people know what my type is. They know what Brad and Chugs' type is, but they put me in at that time and gave me that entrance because they thought, okay, this is going to shut people up.
Wow.
And that's where, you know how I said to you off air, like the first Black Bombshell let me have a story.
Yeah.
They didn't give them that story because they were just ticking boxes. They had someone who was disabled, tick. Someone who was from the NHS, tick.
Mm.
Two people who were Asian, tick. They only care about ticking boxes. And I went into Love Island very naive, thinking, do you know what? Just be yourself, have fun. Because in the interview process, that's all you can be. But the show's
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Controlled. Every aspect of it is controlled.
Damn.
It's true.
Well, that I was one who was complaining about diversity. I thought diversity on your season, in comparison to the season of Amber and Molly May, that season was great for diversity. We saw so many. The majority of the cast were, you know, mixed race, black. From what I saw, you had Michael, Jordan, Anna, Yuwande, so many of them. Amber, you can go Ovi, on and on.
I know, right?
And I felt like, okay, from here, it's only upwards. But then with your season, it was such a, every new bombshell was a blonde, blue-eyed or blonde girl.
I know.
From what I saw. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Then I personally felt like you would, you, that's why I said potential. You had great potential to be a great asset to the show, but you were dealt a very bad hand that I've seen no one else been dealt with ever.
I always say, I saw this tweet when I came out and it said, Rachel Finney's the most violated Love Islander in history.
I think you were.
And in a sense, I feel like I am, because yeah. I'm not someone that cries 5 minutes every, like, all the time. I'm not someone that's weak. You can tell that in like the 2 minutes we've been speaking, that's not me. But everything's in control. Like, even some people have said to me, again, I don't want to mention names of about other islanders because it's been such a long time. They're like, oh, why do you think they were only in there that long? It's completely controlled by the producer.
Are the islanders within your season?
Yeah.
I said to you, why do you think you were there for so long?
No, why I was in there. No, not me. No, but why other people are only, oh, why do you think she was only in there that long? Or why do you think he was only in there that long? Why do you think every time it came down to a public vote, it would go back to the islanders? The islanders that influenced the vote for certain people.
Right.
Some people may not want to admit it, but I'm just so irritated with ITV for my experience. Because like you said, it goes back to my potential. I didn't get that chance. And they knew exactly what they were doing. It's like, why ask me, Rachel, what's your favourite food? And then bring me the complete opposite.
I'm screaming.
So that's how you know it's so structured.
So you like apples, but I'm bringing you pineapple or banana.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're bringing me something I'm allergic to, basically. Basically. Like, you want me to fail. You just want to get what you can out of it. So that's the only reason why.
I do think that you were used a lot on the show. And now rehashing it is really irritating me.
Mm.
Because again, back to potential. I do think that, I think you mentioned this in an article. You said that the men on the show or the men that you were given or whatever were not into black women
mm-hmm.
or black girls.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that, you know, you were at a disadvantage?
Of course I was at a
hugely.
Two reasons why I was at a disadvantage. One, because in the casting process, like I said, ITV didn't make it comfortable enough for people to be like, I like dark hair, dark features, but more black women, more Asian women, more Hispanic women. So there was that. So they took dark hair, dark features and they ran with it. There was four people in the time I was in then that could have meant. Same with the guys. And all the guys are completely different, but it wasn't specified enough. The second reason why I was set up to fail was, why ask me every day who my top three are out of the lineup and then put me in and not a single one of those three names I mentioned were the two I had to pick from?
That's mad.
That's how you know it's structured.
Yeah.
That's how
it's,
you
know. It's too fixed now.
So the reason why the season before was so great is because, again, it was just so fun. I think, listen, we've always been fighting for diversity and equality, but the past couple of seasons, what happened. This one, they tried so hard to make it tick box. That's why they had someone for the NHS. That's why they had someone with a disability. They tried, this season was to make them look good and be so appealing to so many audiences because the show had been off air for a whole year.
Mm.
Whereas the reason why, if anything, maybe I'm a bit jealous of the black girls that go on this year because they're going to have such more of a better opportunity because they've learnt their mistakes. ITV's learnt their mistakes and they're going to make sure that they...
Do you think they will?
To an extent. You can only
to an extent
hope,
yeah,
but it's also
because how, like, why would you put your, why would they put you between two white men who are not even into you, or, you know, maybe, you know, specifically
again,
fair white
I was
white
on
girls.
The show
it's
with
so
another
unfair.
Amazing black woman who I love, who I still talk to this day. Tell me how many scenes you saw of me and her on the show together.
Right,
how many times did you see me and her on the show together?
Because I didn't see you and Kaz at all
there
together.
You go. Me and Kaz have spent time together on the outside. I have a decent relationship with Kaz, but you never saw us on air together. And the one time Kaz and I were put in a conversation together, it was because we had a little disagreement. That was the one time we were put in a thing and it never aired. And that was the night I got dumped. The only time you see Kaz and I together on that show is the night I got dumped, where they tried to set up an argument between us both. And the only time you see us on that screen together is when we're walking to stand by the fire pit and you see us get up together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't care. Like, I literally, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't care. I wish everyone the best. I know everyone had a great experience, but this is my truth. And I don't owe ITV anything, but that's what happened. My whole scenario was...
This is why I really wanted to do this, because I felt like there's... Like, I don't like to do interviews with islanders or anyone in general or from the show who are the most relevant or, you know, the winner of the show.
Mm.
I like to do one where I see there's a story that we didn't get.
Yeah.
Or that there's more to your story, there's more to your character, there's more potential that we didn't get. And I want to try get that in any kind of capacity, because I feel like Love Island did an awful job. Like, it's not even funny. Like, I find it to be very disrespectful. They bring you as the first a black bombshell that we've ever seen, you know, and I thought, okay, your entrance to me was fire, minus the shoot situation. I feel like, you know, face beat everything. And then, you know, you're stuck between these two men. They did it obviously for diversity, as you said. And that in itself is the wrong reason to do it, because why would you do it for diversity? Then they don't think about how your predicament is and the fact that you're not going to be with one of these guys. It's like a chain effect of just madness one after the other.
Yeah, they don't, they, that my seeds, again, I'm very hopeful for the next one because I think that they've learned their lesson.
Right, right. Hopeful, now I understand what you mean by that.
But with me and my experience, it was all to benefit them. And I get, and they've said to me since coming off, they're like, Rachel, you have to stand, it's a TV show. I'm like, but it's reality TV. They're like, Rachel, but it's still for entertainment purposes. So, and it's like, yeah, but even now when I watch, because I'm such a big Real Housewives fan, I'm even a Love Island fan.
I love Housewives.
Oh my God, okay, we're going to talk about this after. I watch every single one.
Yeah.
And then Housewives. You know how, as someone that watches reality TV, you think, oh my God, why is this person in there? Or like, oh my God, I can't stand this person. It's all about producers' favourites. Like, come on, like, if me and you hadn't seen each other, do you think the first thing we're going to talk about is, oh my God, so I went to this person's house party and then this happened. Everything's set up. Towards the end, I think they become more lenient. What I've heard, they become more lenient because everyone's characters are developed. But there's never more than one funny person. There's never more than one crybaby. There's never more than one loved up couple. It's all about playing characters, and that's what they do.
So you think as a black girl, Love Island really played you?
Because with me, 150%.
Now that you mention it with the cast off, I think that's very interesting because we've never had more than two black girls
at on one time
ever.
When were we ever shown together?
Wow, that's a very good point. I didn't even think about
there that. There are things I pick up on because I've learned what the tactics are, and yeah, I mean everyone else. I think the Islanders this year, they've come out of two mindsets. You know what? I did it. It was great. Whatever. I did it. It was shit. So what? Mm. I've come out like, no, like I know my potential and you really put me over.
They did this a lot. Yeah. With the black and brown girls this season, the brown girl that came in, Shannon, I was excited for her and they dumped her in 2 days.
She was, and I'm sorry, like even in the, I saw her in the line, I was like, this girl is one of the most beautiful girls I've seen in my life.
Yeah. This season was bad with the way they dealt with black and brown girls. It's awful.
Good thing with Shannon, she had a good life before the show. She had a good life after the show.
Right. Right.
So, but me, don't get me wrong, I had to...
potentials. I mean, potential with her, potentially, there's a lot so more that can be played. But because you don't have a certain phenotype or aesthetic, or, you know, it just they play you in a different way.
You need to remember, you're just a pawn to these people.
Yeah.
Think how many people applied for this show. 500,000, whatever, applied for the year I was on. And then they have so many people in cast. There's some people they fly out that don't make it on the show.
That's a madness. That's actually mad. So you need to think.
They kind of pick and choose. They're like, who's going to do the...
Ooh, yeah, as in you're going Gatwick. Heathrow, Terminal 4, but you're not coming back.
It's like, what pair of shoes do I want to wear today? What's going to go the opposite? What look am I going for? What feel am I going? We're all pawns to them. But some people, they play the game of chess better than others. And that's, I'm not saying they play it as in like they're fake or whatever. They just get dealt a better card.
Yeah, to be dealt with between Chugs and Brad. And then as soon as... Lucinda came in with Millie, he just twisted immediately.
I just say, none of them are bad people.
Right.
I even saw Chugs at an event like, what, 2 nights ago? None of them are bad people. Brad's not a bad person. He, if anything, you've got to respect him because he did what he came to do. He thought, fuck what I'm being forced to do. I'm going to go for the girl I want. And he did. And Lucinda was lovely when I spoke to her. I don't have any contact with her now, but they did what they had to do. Whereas I came into that show so naive. I thought, let me just be myself. No guy in there was 100% my type. That's the truth. So if you ever saw me upset or frustrated, it was because I was like, shit, I've given up. You give up a lot to go in the show. You give up your privacy. You give up your family's privacy. You don't even know if what you do on the show is going to make people want to employ you if you've got to go back to a normal job after. I thought, I gave up so much and my opportunity's just been like pulled right from beneath me. So my tears were out of frustration. The only thing I will say about Brad that I didn't like is that, mate, it's a TV show. Like, you know your place was secure the second I picked you. You didn't need to kiss me in bed. You didn't need to do all that extra stuff. I was so naive that games were being played.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think these people are bad people.
They're not bad people. They did what they had to do.
Communication could have been better.
Yeah.
And
he could have easily said to me,
do you know what I mean?
I'm not interested, but I'm going to work with it. Like, the other guy, for example, I said I wasn't going to name names in this whole thing, but the other guy I had the option between. He was like, do you know what? I'm not really into girls that look like you, but we'll see where it goes. You've got a great personality and I'll protect you. The only reason I chose Brad over Chugs is because, Brad's a little bit more attractive. Let's see where it goes.
Right. For you personally, it's all subjective. That's what you found more attractive.
Not attracted to either of them. Both gorgeous guys, but just not for me.
You were seen a lot on the show because a lot of the questioning that me and viewers thought is, you know, she's very emotional. Mm-hmm. Or there were always scenes of you either crying mm-hmm. alone, crying with Faye or the other girls. Mm-hmm. And it's as if, you know, were you crying that much? Or do you think it was, I don't know if...
I had so much fun in
there.
Or
was it because of other stuff?
Do you know, my tears were mainly frustration.
Frustration of the card that you were dealt.
Of the card I was dealt. Right, I mean, okay. Honest, if you watch the show back or anyone that watched it and remembers, there's only one episode of me myself, like full of energy. Da, da, da. The rest is me, woe is me, crying like some kind of pathetic woman. That's not me. When you're there, you need to remember that another thing that maybe like encouraged my sadness is that you don't know anyone. You need to remember that. We're all strangers. You can't pick up the phone and text your mum. You can't call your friends. You can't go for brunch to make yourself feel better. You're stuck. There were days in that villa I was sat alone by myself because everyone was in their couple or the person I was with wasn't interested. It was frustration. The tears were pure frustration. But the only time you saw me having fun is if you watched like Unseen Bits.
Right.
But I'll tell you this, there was so many times I laughed, so many times I did dumb shit. Like, even if you watch when I was dumped and it has, like, the commentary from the islands, they're like, Rachel's known for not giving a fuck, Rachel's full of sass, her energy, da-da-da. People must have watched that and thought, who are they talking about?
Right. Me too.
Again, it goes back to playing the character. Name every season of Love Island you watch, there's always a broken-hearted girl. Was there another broken-hearted girl my entire series? No. Because that's the card I was at, that's the character I had to play.
And that's the character. It doesn't fit you.
It doesn't.
It doesn't fit you. This is why I saw Mismatch. I'm thinking the girl that I saw was coming in with such, and then I'm seeing it was an imbalance.
That's why, thank God, I've had the opportunity for people to get to know who I am post-show, because that wasn't me. And I know people think it's easy, and like I've even had people come up to me and say like, oh, you only went on it for fame anyway. Blah, blah, blah. You don't know my reasons. You actually don't know my reasons. I was in a 5.5-year relationship before going on that show. I was dating someone I thought I was going to spend my life with. I went on that show for love. I thought, I'm about to turn 30. Let me do the most ridiculous thing ever. If it works out, it works out. If I really went on that show to be famous, I'd still be calling paparazzi everywhere I go. I'd still Do you know what I mean? I've gone back to my 9-to-5. I'm still doing my influence. If I wanted to be famous, believe I would be doing everything I could. I literally went on there to find romance, if not have a bit of fun. I had the fun, didn't get the romance, and I've gone back to living my normal private life. That's literally just it with me. I don't force anything. Whatever's meant to be for me will be for me.
So you've watched yourself back on the show?
Yeah.
And you, what your initial premonition was, what you just said, that you didn't like how you were being seen?
Not at all. I'm not a soft touch.
Right.
I think anyone that speaks to me for 2 minutes will realize I'm not a soft touch. I'm actually not. It's just so funny because people that know me, if anything, I've been called bitch, I've been called cold, I've been called like stone, everything you can think of. But to the world and anyone that watched that show, they're going to think, oh, she's soft, she's soppy, she's this. And it's so funny. The people that know me know that is not me at all.
Yeah,
and I'm not even saying this to kind of justify my character, because I genuinely don't care what the public think. If you're not my friends, my family, your opinion really doesn't matter to me. But I know who I am, and no one saw who I was. Maybe they saw a bit of me in the first episode, but even some of that confidence, like the licking my lips and the doing those faces, that wasn't me. That was adrenaline. But in terms of like confidence and sass, I have it. I don't cry for 5 minutes. Are you joking?
So yeah, in terms of your emotions and frustration, you describing it as, you know, you're sitting alone or you don't know these people. It's a lot for you to deal with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a pretty strong mental battle for you to go through at that period of time. Mm-hmm. Would you do the show again? Would something like this potentially happening again?
Do you know what? If I got the opportunity to do the show again, I would do it, and I'd go in and play the biggest game.
Mm.
Biggest game. And anyone that's watching this that's going to go on the show this year, do you know what? Forget friendships. Friendships come and go. Go for the guy you want. If you want to be the producer's favorite, do it, because it does work in your benefit. But just... Do what you can to make your time in there iconic.
Well, you did, I think, for the small time.
Unintentionally. Everything that makes me iconic on that show, do you think I didn't plan to walk in like a dickhead?
Exactly. And then you fell
on the slice. I didn't plan to smash my head in on national television. I watched it back. Do you know what's so fun? I remember when it happened. In fact, no, let me even rewind a bit. So that challenge, a lot of the slide takes were done more than once because it was so boiling hot, and it's a plastic, it's hard to get down. And I kept saying, can you just put more fairy liquid, more water? So I set myself up for that. Unintentional. I was like, I need more fairy liquid, I need more water. And I literally thought, thank God, because the gate, whatever it's called, there were gaps in between. I could have easily gone off the stage and If you watch it back, that it wasn't like
oh
closed.
My God.
I could have gone through that gap.
Outside over, the villa?
Outside the villa.
Back to London, boy. Because the way you
was. I could have gone wherever. And that's the day I realised that I had no friends in there. Because if you watch it back, you'll see I'm the only girl wearing sunglasses in the challenge. That's because I'd been crying before. Because one of the girls was absolutely awful to me. Absolutely awful to me, yep. Watch it, you'll see I'm the only girl wearing sunglasses in that challenge. And secondly, when I was coming, it's not a matter of moving to protect yourself. They literally like, fly bitch.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's when I realised I didn't have any friends in there. And that's when I also stopped trying. I was like, you know what? I know I'm going to go home at the end of the week anyway. Let me just sit by
myself. I mean, it's a lot to deal with. You're going to show you're excited. These two men, you choose between them. One's not really into you. And then you're having these little, you know, you fall by accident or whatever. Mm. Not realising that people that are around you are really there for you in any capacity. And then you're just like, you know, it's just down after down after downer. And then that plays in your mental. And you just want to, you're like, you're done with it.
Yeah, that's why I didn't mind coming home. Because like I said, I had a good life before. I thought, why? I don't care. Whatever benefits could have come from me staying on that show longer wasn't worth what I already knew on the outside, which was the love for my friends and my family and the respect for my industry peers.
I don't know why they didn't keep you in. It's annoying because I think you all went on a date with Teddy and Teddy had to decide. Mm-hmm. And it was between you, Faye, and who else did he go on a date with? There was another girl. Kaz?
Sharon and Kaz.
You took all four of them.
What I will say though, everything happens for a reason. He ended up with who he's meant to be with.
Right. And I'm glad that he obviously picked Faye because obviously they're still in the couple. But I think the producer should have still kept you in because there was a predicament 2 years ago when Anna and Maura, both huge characters of that show, were both going to get dumped. But then Love Island kept them in for a surprise date behind the scenes. And they should have done that with you because if they're good producers, they would have known that you have potential to carry on for, you know, future episodes. Because I saw that potential in you.
Anna?
Hi, yes.
Tom?
Hi. I'm thirsty.
Me too.
So what's your type, Tom?
I don't really have a type, but going on my previous girlfriends, I'd have to say brunette.
This is why if Love Island ever hired me, I would flip up the whole show because I feel like they don't see it in people and they want to bring you in as a diversity token and then run you out in 4 days.
But they did see it in me. That's why, this is the thing, they did see it in me. So I didn't know if I was going to be an OG or a bombshell about 2 weeks before I flew out. So I did, you know, all the cast pictures and the videos, or I filmed all that stuff. I could have been an OG. It was only decided at the last minute. And the reason I probably got sent in then is because I was probably the only... How many black girls did they send in after me? One, Salma. I was probably the only black girl they had out there at the time. They thought, yes, we need to send her in to stop the backlash. And then they brought Salma in when Castle Moore happened. And Salma is, again, one of the most beautiful girls I've seen in my entire life.
We didn't see any of her on the show, man.
The most beautiful girls I've seen in my entire life. And again, we're just there to tick boxes. Regardless of me going in as the first black bombshell, whatever, there would have always been one black girl in the lineup and one black girl at Castle Moore.
And that's how they messed this up, man. They don't know how to do shows like this, and then they deal with people's real feelings when it comes to how you're played on the show.
But you know what they do, again, to further protect themselves? They make sure that the aftercare is intense. I get a call every day from welfare. Every day. I had the therapist, but I didn't come off the show with any trauma. I've got no background trauma, so I was like, let me give this time to someone else that needs it. So I did it for a while. But yeah, they know how to do things in their favor, so you can't go back and attack them.
Damn, it's a lot. I do think that you're probably the most violent. I think you are the most violent Love Island.
Isn't that sad though?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's quite sad. But do you know, violate is such a harsh word. And do you know, I really was violated, but I just thank God I'm in like.
That you're comfortable within yourself to know that you're not falling around.
Like, I don't feel violated. Mm. Yeah, I was, but like, my life is so, I'm in such a good place and happy place where I don't feel violated. But yeah, I was.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Insane. Just mad. So you did, was there anything that have, in your time on the show, was there anything that happened that we don't know about? Any altercations or, you know, either...
Like I said, they set up a disagreement between me and Kaz, which was ridiculous. I remember we went to dinner a couple months ago and I was like, do you remember when, like, the night I got dumped and they made us have that little thing? I say they made
us... But what
us.
Was that over? I don't understand. What, you guys weren't even involved in the same men? What was that? Like, what were they even trying to do? That's just... That confuses the hell out of me as to why they'd even want to do that.
I'm trying to think how to say it without giving too much away.
Right.
It was just kind of like a misunderstanding. I was like, girl, like, you could have just told me this and this would have been... And do you know why I knew it? I knew it didn't bother her because it was just... Everything is just linked to another thing. The first time you want me and her to... Because this is the thing. Voice of God. I'm sure everyone's heard about Voice of God by now. Mm-hmm. It literally talks to them about, tells you what to do. And it was like, Rachel, can you go and grab Kaz for a chat? I'm like, okay, like... We talk during the day, we get ready together. Why are you telling me to go and chat with her? It's like you wanted something to happen
between you two so that they could,
and it didn't.
And they only want to put you in a, they only want to show you two if you are in cahoots,
in a conflict. Okay, I mean, typical, the two black girls having a go at each other. Well done.
That's pathetic, mate.
Yeah. So just to know, if I ever talk about my experience, I'm not bitter. I'm not.
I don't think you ever. I think you've said it twice, and maybe you're conscious of it, but you don't come across as bitter. If I felt like somebody disrespected me or the way I was dealt a bad card, I would vocalize about it as much as I want to vocalize about it. Yeah. And I feel like that's why I wanted to give you the space to say that and to feel and air your feelings, because you were in a predicament. As I said, you were dealt a bad card that I've never seen while on the show. And I, as somebody who's a fanatic of the show and I review it, I would think that, you know, you can be as you can vocalize as much about it.
Yeah.
I don't think you come across as bitter in any capacity.
Yeah, so that was my shit experience on Love Island 2021.
Did you see anybody else beef or anything else happen that not even pertaining to you or any friction?
And do you want to know what's so funny? Again, to show how controlled it was at some point. My first day in the show, one of the producers came in and was like, guys, you're killing us out here. Like, nothing's happening. In the sense that everyone got along. Last person got, and you can tell that. And everyone, and when I came out and I was, we all got along. We all got along, and it wasn't entertaining enough.
It wasn't. I mean, I feel like that's how people want to see. I want to see beef. I want to see drama.
And I get it.
I want to see that.
But.
You can't force it.
But it was genuinely harmonious.
If you guys get along and you're harmonious, you can't force the
beat. It was genuinely harmonious when I was in there.
They picked the wrong bunch to go in together, because if you go in together and you're all great and happy, then it's not. Then you can't tell them to beef, because it's not going to work out right. It's going to be awkward and weird. You're forcing it. It has to be genuine, organic. But the more fingers they put in these pies, which is so apparent to us. The first week I was dragging the show. I was thinking, what the hell are we watching?
Yeah.
Like, nothing's going on. There's zero diversity. The personalities are like, you know, the girls to me were fine. Like, I feel like you were great cast. I feel like Faye was great. Chloe was great. Kaz was great. I feel like, you know, you were the four or five girls that I liked. But the men on the show, I think, were awful. In terms of, you know, not on a personal level, but I just don't think that they were giving it. They were dull. Personalities washed out, laid back. Nobody was doing anything.
That's, do you know what, that's always...
It was the men.
Love Island. Do you know, sometimes it's not necessarily about personality why people get put in there. It's purely about being good looking.
That's the issue that they mess up on so much, man.
I think, not saying names. I'm thinking one of the most good looking people to go on that show this entire season. So fucking dull. Again, not saying names, but... anyone can take from that what they think, but I'm thinking some people are just so beautiful and so attracted that they don't even have to say anything.
Right, there are some people who don't have to work for it. They have that, you know, pretty privilege and whatever, and that shows immediately on a show, because you need to have personality to carry you.
And I get it. I mean, Love Island is a fantasy. People watch it because they want to see good looking people on an island, da, 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 da. But again, when it's not entertaining, as I've said, sometimes drama's encouraged.
I think it only picked up when that Hugo Toby backlash happened. That was probably the first thing. and it took a while. And then Castle Amon was good from the season as well. So they were definitely good parts of the season, but it took a while to get there.
Because everyone got along. And that's not a bad thing, though. It's not a bad... I mean, as an islander, it's not a bad thing. But right. obviously, this goes back to reality TV not being real. It's for at the outside, it's not entertaining.
And then the Chloe and Faye had a situation ages ago. And I think you were there. And then you moved away from Chloe to sit with Faye.
It just goes to show how things are so orchestrated. Like, I think the conversation was one girl wanted to speak to another girl about her feelings for a guy. And I literally said, I shouldn't be here. Because I was close with the other girls. Like, do you know what? I'm not going to be here for this conversation. I don't think
I liked it when you said that.
And I just went to my other friends, sat down, didn't mention anything. The other girl assumed I was bitching. And it kicked off. In fact, it didn't even kick off.
It was like a quick 2-minute sitch. It wasn't even a kickoff. No, I agree with you.
Just pick real people. Don't pick people that fit your cookie cutter image, or you want this person to just pick real people. Do you know how many people would go on Love Island and make a really good show?
And like, not even just force it. They would just be themselves.
I know.
And I think a lot of people are going in now to these shows and they're more conscious of how they appear, of the followers, of the, you know, the game afterwards.
You know,
so they're like, I don't want to come off too, or I don't want to do too much. I don't want to be hated. So I'm not going to do anything. And therefore they shield their personalities.
Even if you go in there and you're the most amazing person, you're edited to look a certain way. Like, there was someone who was in there during my time who was part of my story. When all the shit was going on with me, he was public enemy number one. But because of how much backlash that person was getting, again, control the narrative, make them like the nation's sweetheart because they went through such a bad experience. Now we pity them. That's the only thing I'm mad at. If I was to sum it up, I'm just kind of mad that I didn't have time for my story to be changed.
That's the thing. Potential. That was the key theme of this interview.
Potential
for you to actually, that you should have never been dumped. There should have been somebody else waiting for you. And that, you know, maybe you would have gone to a triangle or something. You know how Love Island drama is. But just something for you to still be in the show.
But you know what? Thinking of the whole, every guy that's coming in and out that show this year, there's not one person I was 100% attracted to.
Fair enough. They didn't.
Now I think about it, I'm like, you make the best of what's there. And like, you can see I made the best of what was there at the time. But overall, like walking past the street, and this is not me thinking I'm better or anything, because I'm not. Everyone to get on Love Island, it's like a certification that you're an attractive person. But no one in there was my type at all.
You mentioned when you obviously like fell on that challenge that nobody, you felt like you had no friends on the show at that time. What do you mean?
That's when it justified it for me, because it became a competition. Like when I knew I had, Rachel, you need to couple up with someone, I started talking to some of the other guys more and the girls didn't like it. I mean, because...
Well, what are you supposed to do?
I know, but that's why I said when I left, I said to some of the girls, I said, you know what? Friendships will come and go. Go for the guy you want. Go for the guy
you want. So if you were on the show again, you would have just been on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even care about the guy's feelings. I'm like, I'm just going to do what works for me. And then I'd be able to have more fun. Yeah.
Let that be less for future islanders do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do. But at the same time, don't be controlled.
It's starting in 2 months now. It's crazy. Less than 2 months now.
Anyone who's applying right now, I know what stage they're at. It's so exciting.
They've announced it 5th of June.
I know, right?
That's way early.
I flew out on the 3rd of June.
Wow, because I think your season started later. It started like 25th of June.
Yeah, because we all had to isolate for like a month.
Right, the COVID stuff.
I can't wait for it to come back. Regardless of my time, I love that show.
I love the show.
I can't wait. I'm kind of gutted that Laura Whitmore's hosting it though. I thought we'd get a nice Maya Jama or AJ.
Do you know what I mean? I don't like Laura as a host, man. Like, it's nothing personal, but...
The benefits you get from being married to the narrator, because that's when she's not a great host.
I do think it is nepotism. It's straight up nepotism. She was hosting MTV stuff before. I think she suits Countdown. I'm not trying to be rude.
Not Countdown.
The Weakest Link. Like, I'm not even trying to be rude. Like, you know, or like an afternoon game show on
Love Island,
2 p.m.
You just don't think Laura Whitmore.
You don't. You think
Caroline
Flack
had the energy. She had this. And that show was her. She started the show.
She started the show. That's her baby.
Laura Whitmore.
And the way she used to coddle, you know, the castmates or whatever when they would go through, you can tell that she was really a mother to the show.
Yeah.
She loved that show.
She was Love Island.
Like, I she loved the show. The only thing between me and her are similar is that we both love this show. Like, I want to see the show do good.
Yeah.
Whereas someone like, I feel like Laura wants to just put her shoes on, do the job and go home. And I feel like, you know, you really want to love it. And I don't see it for her. I feel like with her, it's dull. And I don't know why the producers have brought her back, because they've confirmed that she signed a $500,000 deal when they could have gotten other people to do it.
AJ Doodoo.
Yeah, they two would have been great for the show.
They fit, they relate more to the cast for one. They have a bit more personality second. And number three, they're not there just because they're married to the narrator.
Yeah, just when Caroline used to do a walks in, like, you know she's here.
Even
her
like
presence.
Those like say like the flack is back. Like it had oomph, it had emphasis. What do you get with anyway? Yeah.
Damn, I see myself walking into that villa. I would be one hell of a host. I just know I would. I would carry that show. Because you have to
you
love
would
it.
Drag
you have to
people.
You have to
That's
love
what
it.
We need a bit more. It can't just always be PG. I think we need no, someone.
If I was a host, if I was a host, I'd be very objective.
Yeah, I think we need that.
I can't be dragging people from my host.
It's so
But if I was an islander, I would just do the most. I would be entertainment 24/7. But I want to go on the show though.
I've learned.
I'm happy reviewing. But because I see a disjointed narrative of what we're seeing. And then when you see the islander, they're very different to how they come across. And it happens a lot of the time. So it's very interesting. That's why I also wanted to do these interviews is that, you know, no manipulative editing, put you in a position where, you know, you're showing your real true self. And mm-hmm. with the previous ones, people are like, wow, like we're seeing a different side that we never saw before. It's very eye-opening because we all, including me, we get caught up on the show when it's on. And I'm reviewing it and I get angst. I'm like, this is happening. Oh, this person's annoying, an idiot. But more time, the producers could have made that person look like an idiot and it's not true. And it's like the only people that anyone should be blaming is production. Because we can only review what we view. You can only react to what you see as an audience.
Do you
as a
remember
reviewer.
Me having fun on that show? Do you ever remember seeing me do like happy or doing anything fun?
Rarely, to be honest with you. I saw you more crying, upset or annoyed.
There you go.
In bed, crying.
There you go.
Just like... always teary, emotional.
There you go. You'd think I didn't have fun on there. You'd think I didn't make memories on that show. And which is even think about it realistically, that's impossible.
Mm.
Imagine being there and not having the time of your life.
That's mad, you know. It's actually mad. You coming away from Love Island for a minute, but you obviously recently mentioned about skin bleaching and people are assuming that you've been bleaching your skin.
Honestly, some shit gets said about you coming off the back of the show, but my God, that's one thing I found absolutely hilarious. I mean, shit gets said about me every day.
Mm.
I mean, you've been aware of some of the shits that's been said about me in the past,
right?
That you've even spoken about. And I address it, I let it go. If it's something that really bothers me, I'll bring it up. I have no reason to bleach my skin because, like I said on my stories when I addressed it, I've shown what I looked like as a baby. I was a very pale child and I was in the sun every day for like a month and a half. Every day when you're filming stuff, you need there's no hiding, there's no you're in the sun. And I tan, I really really tan, and I love it. And additionally to that, I think if I was to ever do some, this is just my opinion on bleaching and altering my appearance, which everyone's entitled to do, but I think if I was to hate myself and my appearance that much, it's insulting my family. I hate the people that made me look like this. My parents, my grandparents, the people before them. I hate what they appeared like to make me be this person I am. So that's why I would never, ever do something, first of all, so degrading that would send them, like, listen, I don't see myself as a role model. I don't even see myself as a public figure. But if I also do something that could really help someone else, then I'm genuinely not going to do it. And additionally, I don't believe in bleaching my skin.
Where did that come from? I never thought about it. I never came to my head.
Well, I think because with the bleaching of my hair and the pictures I put up recently, people just assume I've got lighter.
The blonde hair.
Yeah. Mate, I go pale in the summer. I go really,
yeah,
really pale in the
summer.
My
skin alternates a lot as well. But it just naturally happens
to a lot
of people.
And that's purely what it is. I woke up one day and I had like so many like comments on my recent picture. I had so many DMs as well. I even had people emailing me. I was like, what? But no, I've never bleached my skin. Never. The only things I've done to alter my appearance as I've come out is I've had my eyebrows tattooed and I had a machine make me do like 20,000 sit-ups.
Oh, did that work?
Oh, it's great. I need it again, but it's so good. I did it on my bum as well.
And it actually works.
It actually works.
I used to see those things like growing up thinking, did it actually work?
And you feel like you've done a work. You know how when you're like, I can't move? Legit work.
Really?
But yeah, those are the only two things I've done in terms of changing my appearance.
An eyebrow tattoo? Where?
You know, like...
Oh, you mean for your eyebrows?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I was expecting like a star or giraffe.
No, because I've got like, what? A star or giraffe?
When you said an eyebrow tattoo, I thought you meant like a little picture or a little tattoo by your eye. I'm thinking, listen, I'm fasting.
I don't know what to even say.
Guys, I'm fasting.
What? No, but
when you said eyebrow tattoo, you mean your
it.
Eyebrows.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Let's get them like thickened out a bit. I've got like three eyebrow hairs, so it's kind of sad.
That's weird. I don't know. I think I saw you addressing it or something. I was just thinking, I've never really heard of anything like this.
It came out of nowhere. And literally, like I said, I woke up the next day bombarded with comments, DMs, whatever. dressed it there and then. And then I went to my Instagram settings. I blocked words like bleach, lightning, whatever, because I knew I didn't know. I was like, do you know what? Fuck off.
It's just so unnecessary.
Yeah.
And weird.
Yeah. If I, and this is the thing, if I do something, I'll own it.
Right.
I've never done that in my entire 30 going on 31 years of life. Don't you dare.
Yeah, that must be a long process as well to do something like
time.
That. You've got time to do that because it must be dangerous.
Put that shit on there. See, my skin's, to get my skin where it is now, and it's not even, I've been through so much.
Mm.
I don't mess with my appearance. This is the only body we have in our lifetime.
You look stunning, babes.
Thank you.
I think you look stunning. When you came on the show, I'm thinking we've got an amazing girl on the show. She looks beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And I like the way you came in. If anything goes viral, I guess it's good PR. And I think you did. And unfortunately, they dealt you a bad hand on the show, but I'm just irritated by it. But you came out and I feel like you've had confidence. You don't, you're not lost from the show. It hasn't damaged you.
Because I'm still me.
You're still you. You're a grown woman. Do you know what I mean? You're not a young little girl. You've been through life experiences and that's very apparent that you keep yourself together and you're not in a position where you get lost from what the show can do to you. Considering that you got a very bad card, I think you came out perfectly fine. You dealt with it, you know, it comes across quite seamless, like it is what it is, and you've just picked up and you've just carried on walking in your walk of life. So I don't think you come across post the show like in any kind of frazzled way.
I appreciate that.
I think you come across as very like, you know, I've been through life, like it's fine. I'm gonna be okay. Where are you from in the UK?
Cockfosters.
That's where you grew up, which is like touching London.
Yeah. Honestly, if I want to sound one way, I'll say North London. If I want to sound another way, I'll say I'm from Cockfosters in Hertfordshire.
Damn.
Same place.
Your season, your time on the show was unfortunate, but I'm happy that you came and graced yourself. I think this was a good chat. I think that, you know, I really wanted to get you on to get your story and you told it. Like, I'm very happy that you're here.
I'm happy you had me here.
I know, right? I was a bit I was just like, oh, let me just message Rachel, just see that, you know.
When I saw your name in my DMs, I was like, sorry, who? What? He wants me to come in? Okay, come on, say a little bit. I was like, okay,
really?
I when I came off, because I think there was like 3 videos you did about me on there as well. Honestly, my agent and PR set up, I know everything that was said about me, good and bad, when I was on the show.
Mm.
And like I said, do you remember I said I was so like, I have so much respect for you because of that rumor that came out that wasn't true. You, as you should, you address it. You've got to do what you could. But when I said it wasn't true and you said you took the video, I was like, yeah, this guy's fucking amazing.
Yeah, because then becomes misinformation. That's what I was just like, it doesn't make sense.
But some people don't respect that. Anything with the views and the engagement, they're like, I don't give a fuck, I'm keeping it up. I respect you endlessly.
Yeah, that video was doing very well, I remember. And I was just like, this is really doing very well. But I was thinking, no, but I was like, it's not real.
But so many, honestly, fake. 99.9% of people wouldn't have done what you did.
True.
That's why I have the utmost respect for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I just felt like I know I've got a good heart and I would feel bad doing something like that if it's not true, you know. And if you have dispelled it, then it should be taken down. Oftentimes I talk about Love Island rumors and they don't dispel it, or I don't know if it's false or true. That's different.
People forget my dad's from Nigeria. No matter how old I am, if I act up, I'm dead.
Oh, you're half Nigerian?
Yeah, half Nigerian.
And your other half?
Jamaican.
Yeah. I thought you were Caribbean, but I didn't know you're half Nigerian.
Yeah, half Nigerian, half.
Oh, nice. That's such a nice mix.
I mean, yeah.
That's actually such a beautiful mix.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just thought that that I had to take that video down ASAP. I was just like, it just doesn't make any sense. Somebody came to me, when I think I saw something, I was like, yeah, it's coming down.
No, I respect you so much for that because, like I said, I don't know anyone else that would have done that.
What was that about again? Chugs. I don't remember.
Someone who wasn't there at the time saying something they heard from someone else that wasn't true.
Not. Are we in year 9?
I remember. it was like around November. I was like, does anyone hear my rendition of Guy Fawkes Night? Because I wasn't there. But do you want me to tell you what happened? Do you want me to tell you what time he got to the Houses of Parliament? Do you want to know what fireworks have to do with everything?
Come on, historian.
I mean,
not you with a checkboard. You're just.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we're going to be talking about things we don't know, like, does anyone want to hear my story about something? Do you want me to narrate your life for you? Do you want me to tell you what you had for breakfast this morning? What you're doing tomorrow? It's just dumb.
Yeah, it didn't really add up. I don't know what was going on.
Come on.
That must have irritated you.
It did irritate me because one, it would have really played on the whole broken-hearted girl story for one. And two...
True.
Anyone that did have sex in the show, they were proud about it. I'm not going to be proud about something. Like I said, like, regardless of how old I am, I still want my parents' respect. It was bad enough me going on Love Island. I'm not going to have sex on the TV show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because that took off on the socials about you doing X, Y, Z with Brad and this, that, and that it confirmed that it happened. That, and because it was coming from somebody in the show, we thought, okay, this must be
someone talking about who wasn't there when it supposedly happened. Are you joking? Because for me to have had sex with that guy, that would have mean he was gone.
Mm.
But no, like, no.
I think that's why people took it with first hand.
Oh,
this
come
is true.
On, like, people. Anyone that had sex on the show, you literally saw the...
Right.
When you have kiss, are you stiff? Are you just like...
Yeah, they really put this broken-hearted girl narrative on you. The more you say it, the more I'm actually really understanding what you mean.
Broken heart from someone I knew for what, a week?
That's what it came across, that you were there, that you were like torn.
No. I was frustrated that I wasn't going to get my opportunity on the show. That's purely it.
Yeah, because you knew your time was coming to an end.
You need someone to be coupled up with to stay on that show.
Right, and you're frustrated that you were there for a couple of days and this is not going your way.
And like I said, you give up so much. You give up privacy. You give up the potential of getting a normal job again. Like, you give up, like, it's...
True.
You give up, it's hard to explain, but you really give up a lot. And for it to not work out, especially when you're promised the world in the casting period up to going in, it's like, okay.
That's crazy.
But life's good now.
Life's amazing now for you.
Yeah.
I feel like you've done well post the show, yourself. I feel like you've got your little Love Island friends as well.
Yeah.
And obviously your outside friends. Mm-hmm. I think everything's good for you. How was it, you know... I think I saw something else, but you go back to 9 to 5 and you're back in your job and your role.
Was that
easy at first, or was it, you know?
Do you know, the only thing that would have stopped me, or I thought would have been perceived about me going back to work, is like, oh, my time in Love Island was a failure.
It's just rat race.
Do you see what I mean?
It's a really bad rat
race. And it's like, I worked on my career for 11 years before going on that show. I'm not going to throw it away.
What did you do for 11 years?
So I worked in corporate hospitality, so meetings, incentives and events. And I also did... VIP bookings and high net worth bookings. I thought, I've done this for over a decade. I'm clearly not going to be the world's biggest influencer. Why not go back to what? I'm not going to throw that away.
And there's nothing wrong with this.
There is. And do you know who encouraged me to get back? And I love this girl so much. She's one of my best friends of the show, Amy.
Amy, okay, cool.
Amy was like, do you know what? I'm going back to work. I need it. It's good. Like, Amy encouraged me to go back to work. And that girl inspires me every day. Like, her and AJ, nothing I want to do. They're friends for life, those two. And again, we weren't on the show together, so how mad is it that these girls are?
Yeah, that is actually very mad when you deep it.
Real, recognize real.
Interesting. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with you going back to your... I think Georgia did the same thing as well. She went back to her...
Yeah.
I think there's nothing wrong
with
this.
Another woman with a great career. I mean, what's the point of throwing it away just because of outside opinion that you're meant to go? And that's why everyone thinks when you go on the show, it's because you're going on there for money. And
right. And actually, if you're not, because if you're going back to your own situation, you're even more genuine because you're just living your best life, doing whatever you want to do.
Yeah. The way I describe it is I have the life I had before, but with a few other perks. Like, if I want to go for dinner, I don't necessarily have to pay. Oh, hi, Rachel from Love Island, I'm going to get it for free and that kind of stuff. Or I get clothes sent to me every now and again. My life is exactly how it was before, but better.
Mm.
And like I said, if I wanted to chase the fame, I've got the PR contacts. I've got my agent. Paparazzi only comes when they know you're going to be there. Do you think they know Kim Kardashian is going to be boarding a private jet in this, that country? Someone calls.
Mm.
If I wanted that life, I'd make it happen. But I'm so happy with where I am now. I can date in private. I can go out in private. Do you think I look like this every day? I look like a homeless bastard.
Not homeless.
Literally, I love the fact I can just truly be me, and I just don't have to try hard because I can be authentic with no pressure from the outside world.
How's the dating life now? Are you single?
Yeah, so I dated a guy when I came out the villa for a while. That was all a bloody waste of time. I'm on Ryan.
That's men for you. Loki. Hikey.
God, that one was... I don't know where I found that one, but my God, he was... Anyway, he's in your industry, but we won't get into that.
Oh.
And now I'm on Ryan, I'm on Hinge. But do you know what I do? I kind of go on it, match, get the little ego boost that see people interested, but I never reply to the messages.
Yeah, because you don't like them enough.
It's not even that. Like, I find dating apps so cringe.
It's exhausting.
I've only ever met someone in the past where I've been in a situation, you know, when you're at a bar or you're out with friends. And I've been like off the market in a sense for like over 6 years. I don't know how to date anymore. Mm. All the people that started dating when I did, they're married and have kids now. My prime years have gone, so I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Your prime years ain't gone. You still look amazing. And I feel like people think that when they're 30, life's over. 30 is young.
Oh God, 30 is young. But you know what it is? The only reason I've kind of got that sick of my head is because I was the oldest girl of the series. And it's like, yeah, 30's not young.
Baby, you may have been the oldest, but you didn't look the oldest.
Well, we know that's true.
You did not look the oldest. I didn't think you were 30 on the show. Again, 30 is young to me, but I genuinely thought that you were 25, 26 girl going in. But I think 30 is young. I think 35 is young. I think, you know, 40s.
You're only young when you hit like 80 in my book.
Like, this social media rat race game is so unhealthy for a lot of people. It's disgusting.
But do you know what? Think of all the, like, this is the best thing I say about growing up in the 90s. We had life before technology and the internet and social media. And so we know life with and without it. There's people that only know what they're forced to believe by portrayal on social media. And I feel like that's only just going to get worse. Because they're
it's only going to get worse.
Generation, yeah.
Only going to get so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't grow up with a phone.
No.
No. I had a Sony Ericsson at best.
I always joke that when I was growing up, phones had the green screen. You know the green screen with the black ink?
Yeah.
And if you were to click on the internet by mistake, where when there was only one internet page you'd go on, it would cost you like £200 in your bill.
Not £200.
Do you not remember? Like the Nokia, you'd click the internet and then it would be like...
And it was expensive for your data. Yeah, I know that. I don't know what phone tariff you were on.
God knows. Yeah, I grew up playing with wooden blocks. But now I play with Instagram.
Right.
Got the best of both worlds.
Right. Thank you so much for coming on, gracing me with your presence, guys. Thank you so much. Rachel Finney, who came on, spoke about your journey and everything. I really appreciate it. I think you've told a very interesting story.
Thank you so much. We haven't
yet to have on the Great Couch. And I'm glad that you joined us and, yeah, told your story.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thank you for coming, babes.
Pleasure.
Rachel Finney, guys. Can we get another clap? Woo! Woo! Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Be sure to follow Spotify, Apple, the Murad Murali podcast, and subscribe to the channel, guys. Daily and consistent, guys.
There you go.
Thanks. All done.
Yay, that was amazing. Fun. That was so fucking fun.
Woo! All done within 5 minutes left. Amazing time. Damn, that was 55 minutes.
It feels like it was about half an hour.
Yeah, that's what I genuinely feel like. It was half an hour.